it?
First time, yeah. Yeah. I think.
What would you say?
Yeah, you know, I had a great season last season. You know, I didn't pick up any of these awards, so it was great to obviously start the season with picking up one of these awards. Always great to get individual awards like this, and you know, I think I'll get the applause and yes, scoring the goals and stuff like that. But it's been a team effort, and you know, I wouldn't have been able to get this award without my teammates, the manager and the staff. So I think obviously, like the, I suppose, thank them for this award.
8 league goals and 8 league games, an incredible start to this season. What's the difference? I mean, like, what's, have you changed anything from last year to this year in your approach?
You know, I think I sat down with Kevin Tatton start of the season and said that I want to kind of get physically better. I want to be quicker, and we've put a lot of work into that in the off season, and you know, it's starting to show in his, you know, at the start of the season, first 8 games. I think I feel a lot fitter, a lot quicker and stuff, and you know, it's a credit to him, and you know, I think it's only a start. I think we're level-headed guys, and we don't want to get too carried away. I think, you know, it's 8 wins from 8 games, and obviously myself scoring 8 goals, but we're not going to get carried away. I think we're going to take each game by game, and that's both really.
There's a lot of talk of an Ireland call up to start, suggesting you be involved against Uruguay on June 4th. Are you paying any attention to that, or is it something
you're
thinking about?
It's hard not to, you know. I think when you go onto, like, you go onto the papers, you look onto your Twitter page, you know, it's, they always pop up, but it's very flattering, you know, to say that I get, you know, reports of myself getting called up to the Irish team. But I just got to keep doing what I'm doing, and I'm improving, I'm learning every game, and I think that's a credit to the teammates, my teammates. And you know, I think I'm not going to get carried away with scoring 8 goals in 8 games. I think there is, as I said there, there's a lot of improvement in my game, not only the team's game. I think so. You know, I think we've 2 very tough games coming up against Bowes and Pats away, so I think I'll be fully focused on that.
I think this is the best form of your career.
Yeah, most definitely. I think I'm not only the best form, but I'm feeling the best I've felt in since playing football, since an early age. I think obviously scoring 8 goals in 8 games, it's been a great start. And I know I scored, I think it was midway through last season, where I was scoring early every game, but it's very important to score very, you know, score early in the season and continue that momentum.
And I mean, like, have you set yourself a target for the season?
No, I don't like to set myself a target at all. You know, I think if you set yourself a target from the start of the season, you start putting pressure on yourself, and if you're not scoring in a few games, you get frustrated and lose that bit of confidence. So I think I take each game by game, and you know, I think that's good sports for you.
The manager, I mean, like, you've had lows, we'd say, in your career, but you're coming back stronger every time. Has the manager played a big part in that?
Yeah, big time. You know, I think, I know I give John a lot of credit for what I've done in Cork to this date, and you know, we have a great relationship on and off the pitch. You know, I think obviously I look at John as in, like, he was a striker, he scored goals, he worked hard, so I kind of look up to him, and you know, he gives me tips on and off the field on what to do, and I think our relationship is getting better, and you know, it's a credit to him.
You could have left it in the last season, but you stayed on. And what was the determining factor? Is that, like, why did you stay on?
I felt that I owed something to Cork City, I owed something to John, because last season I was nowhere. You know, I didn't play for Dundalk. I didn't have many games under my belt and the previous year, so I felt that I owed something to Cork City. I felt that I wanted to win the league here, because what John said to me, we met up a couple of times in the off season, and what he said, who he was bringing in, and the likes of Jimmy Cohen, Conor McCormick, and you know, young Ryan Delaney has fitted in, replaced Kenny Brown, big boost to Phil, but I think he's done it magnificently, and you know, I think we're obviously had a great start of obviously going to win the league, but it's only a start, and we're not going to get carried away. I think there's still a lot of big games to play, and we're just going to keep our full focus on the next game.
Your own form has obviously brought admirers. I mean, would you see sort of, I mean, long term, could you see yourself going cross channel again?
Yeah, my ambition is to play at the highest level, and if it's in England or in Europe, yeah, I think it's every kid of my age to go and play at the highest level, but that's a long-term goal. My short-term goal is to do well for Cork City, do well for my team, do the best for my team, and do the best for me. And I think I'm fully focused on trying to win the league for Cork City, and obviously trying to win the League Cup, to retain the FAI Cup, and that's what I'm going to try to do.
Just in general, say if you are to go back over Cochrane eventually, you have to be kind of a bit careful about what club you move to as well and what level you're playing at.
From past experience, you know, I think I was a young kid going off to West Ham, and you know, I do have a few regrets. You know, I think I could have tried harder, tried this, that, and the other. But you know, if you're going off to England, you want to be going to a club where you're going to be playing games. You don't want to be stuck in their squad, stuck on the bench, and not given the opportunity. So you'd have to obviously be aware of that.
So at the moment, it's kind of important for you just to keep playing, keep scoring goals in a team that's doing well. Obviously.
That's it. Like, you know, I think I'm loving it on the pitch, off the pitch. You know, the boys are the pleasure to come in with every single day. You know, the dressing room, there's no big egos. You know, there's fellas there that, you know, I've friends for life, and it's great. You know, because if you're enjoying it off the pitch, it makes things a lot easier on the pitch.
Is it going to be a concern kind of coming up to the summer when the transfer window does open and there's going to be games in amongst it, and you're going to be linked, you're constantly linked with moves as it is, just to keep focused?
Yeah, that's it, just keep fully focused on what my job is to do for Cork City, and that's to win games and score goals. Obviously, it's, as I said to Rory there, it is flattering for teams, there is a bit of interest there, whatever, but I'm not really too pushed on it. Like, I think I still have a lot to learn and improve, and so if the obviously the time comes or whatever, like, we'll talk about it when it comes.
Yeah. You mentioned you feel you owe Cork City, so what would it mean to you if you were to go on and potentially win a league here?
It'd be massive, not only for myself but for the fans, the people of Cork, you know, John, the staff. You know, it's, we haven't, Cork City haven't won the league since 2005, I think, so it's a big thing, and you know, we've had a great start, and you know, we look to continue that. We have, as I said there, we have a lot of big games coming up, games that people expect us to win for the likes of Boys, which is a very tricky game. Like, I think last week against Derry, people, if we ended up drawing, losing the game, it wouldn't have been that much of an upset, but they were expected to win this game. But I don't think that at all. I think we have to treat every game the same, and every game's a big game.
Is there a goal that stands out for you
this season? I think, you know, the penalty against Rovers, I think, probably would have been the standout one, you know, because we didn't deserve to win that game at all. And if that was us last season, we probably would have ended up losing the game or drawing a game. But there's a different breed of animal in us this year, and it was very important to get away with there. We're not playing well and still coming away with 3 points.
Just